J.P. Morgan admits to closing over 50 Trump bank accounts. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 21, 2026. J.P. Morgan Chase admitted that it closed more than 50 of President Donald Trump's bank accounts after his first term as president concluded. The bank admitted on Friday that more than 50 Trump accounts were cut off in February 2021, weeks after the January 6, 2021, riot at the Capitol, according to the New York Times. The revelation by J.P. Morgan came after Trump and the Trump Organization filed a lawsuit in January against J.P. Morgan Chase and its CEO, Jamie Dimon, for having debanked the president, according to the outlet. Per the outlet, accounts that J.P. Morgan reportedly debanked were accounts for Trump hotels, housing developments and retail shops in several states, along with Trump's personal private banking relationship that handled his inheritance. The accounts included those for Trump hotels, housing developments and retail shops in Illinois, Florida, and New York, as well as Mr. Trump's personal private banking relationship that handled his inheritance from his father, according to letter filed to the court. J.P. Morgan did not specify in those letters a specific reason for the mass account closings. In one unsigned note to Mr. Trump, dated February 19, 2021, the bank wrote that he would need to find a more suitable institution with which to conduct business. Breitbart News' John Nolte reported, Trump's attorneys filed a $5 billion lawsuit against J.P. Morgan and Dimon, claiming that the institution debanked several of his accounts. The lawsuit says that on February 19, 2021, Trump received notice, without warning or provocation, that several of his and his company's bank accounts would be closed just 2 months later, on April 19, 2021. In essence, JPMC debanked plaintiff's accounts because it believed that the political tide at the moment favored doing so, the lawsuit claims. Prior to the revelation by J.P. Morgan, the institution had previously requested the case be moved from Florida State Court to a federal court in New York, according to the NEAT.